Welcome to another message from God's Word. We're studying the Gospel of Matthew. We're in the 22nd chapter and verse number 23. All through the last two chapters of the book of Matthew, we have Jesus' enemies. And they were enemies with each other. The Sadducees, the Pharisees, they had a lot of contempt for one another. The Herodians, the Sicarii. Now, all of these people are lining up against Jesus. Enemies make strange bedfellows. And this story that we have here right now is nothing but a joke. Nothing but a joke. If I was going to title this message, I'd think it nothing but a joke. En ekaine te hemera proselthon autu sadducee Sadakia Lagontes me ene Anastasin kai epirotason auton. In that the day they approached to him the Sadducees. Now, let's talk about what the Sadducees believed and who they are. They're Jewish people. They believe in the promises of Abraham. They believe in the promises of Isaac and Jacob and all of that, but they do not believe in God. Do you understand? They don't believe in the God of the Bible. They don't believe in angels. They don't believe in spirits. They don't believe in the resurrection. They think that as a dog dies, as a mule dies, as a cow dies, so does man. Now they come up with this common joke. Do you ever hear the joke? Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Who's buried in Lincoln's tomb? Who's buried in Washington's tomb? All of these. This is a joke. Ha, ha, ha. Well, this is a joke also. And that the day they approached him, the Sadducees. The Sadducees don't believe in a resurrection. The Sadducees don't believe in afterlife. The Sadducees don't believe in angels or spirits or anything. Nor in an eternal God like we believe in. Saying, not to be the resurrection, and they questioned him. They don't believe that there's a resurrection. Now they're going to question him. Jesus is not a simpleton. He is not a dummy. They've been treating him like that all along, but he is not. In verse number 24, Legontes didaskale Moses epen eontis apothane me ekon techna epi gam bre suse ho adelphos auto tain geneke aptun kai ana stase sperma to adelpho auto. They don't believe in this. Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, and verse number 5 is what they're quoting to him. But they don't believe in a resurrection at all. They don't believe in a resurrection. And saying, Teacher, Moses said, if anyone, he may die, not having children, he shall take as a wife after the brother of him, the wife of him. And this was so that he would raise seed up unto his brother. And he shall raise up seed to the brother of him. Deuteronomy 25 and verse 5. Let's go back there. Deuteronomy 25 and verse 5. Let's see what it says. If brothers live together, and one of them dies, and he has no son, and his wife shall not marry outside the family to a stranger, an excluded man, her husband's brother shall go into her, shall have sex with her, and take her as his wife, and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And the firstborn son shall succeed to the name of the dead brother, and that his name be not blotted out in Israel. If this man does not want to take his brother's wife, then let his brother's wife go to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuses to continue his brother's name in Israel, and he will not perform the duty of my husband's brother. Then the elders of the city shall call him and speak to him, and if he stand firm and says, I do not want to take her, then shall his brother's wife come to him in the presence of the elders and pull off his shoe of his foot and spit in his face and shall say, so shall it be done to that man who does not build up his brother's house. And his family shall be called in Israel the house of him whose shoe was loosed. Now, that's the story. The Sadducees are taking a physical law of Moses in Deuteronomy, the 25th chapter, and they're applying it to something that they do not believe at all. 25 and verse 25. Ason, De, Potter, Himen, Hepta, Adelphoi, Kai, Ho, Protos, Him, Gamos, Ede, Lu, Tason, Kai, Me, Ekon, Sperma, Afiken, Tain, Geneke. Auto, To, Adelpho, Autu. And there kept on being with us seven brothers. There were seven brothers. And the first, having married, he died. And not having seed, he left the wife of him to that brother of him. To another brother of him. Verse number 26 now. Homeois, kai ho deuteros, kai ho trites, eos ton hepta. And likewise also the second and the third until the seventh. In other words, every one of these brothers had sex with this woman, but none of them impregnated her to where she could have a child. Verse number 27. Histeron de panton apathanein he gene. Last and of all, she died. The wife of all of them, basically. Now, they don't believe this. This is the joke. Who's buried in Grant's tomb? Ente Anastase unetinos ton hepta este gene pontus gar escon autain. Now, they ask him this question. In the resurrection, or during the resurrection, therefore, which they don't believe in, which of the seven she shall become his wife? For all of them have copulated, have had sex and consummated marriage with her. 22 and verse 29. Apocrites de ho Jesus. Epen autois planaste me edotes tas graphes me de tain dinamin tu theu. And the Jesus, having answered, he said to them, Planaste, you go astray. You have gone astray, brothers. You've gone astray. Not having known the scriptures. You don't know the Bible, people. They say they were biblical scholars, but they were what we call, what we might call the school of a higher criticism. They didn't believe what they read. They wanted to quote this little law because they absolutely adhered to these laws in their courts, the Sanhedrin. And so they believed and they executed the laws, but they didn't believe in the resurrection. And Jesus said, you err, not having known the scriptures. The Bible talks about the resurrection. Job says, even though my body will rot in the grave, I shall see the Lord with my own eyes. He believed in the resurrection. Mm-hmm. Nor the power belonging to God. They were completely corrected and thoroughly corrected. First of all, they didn't know the scriptures. Second of all, they did not know and they did not believe in the power of God. He said, you are wrong in two ways. First, there is a resurrection. And secondly, because you don't believe in the resurrection, you don't understand the power of God. Now, verse number 30. And this scripture is misunderstood many times. Engar te anastase ute gamosen ute gamizonte all hos angeloi en to urano asen. For in or during the resurrection, neither they marry, nor they are given marriage, but at the angels in heaven they are. Now, if we go back to Genesis, the sixth chapter, we find out that some angels did take women for marriage. Mm-hmm. Okay, they did bring forth progenies called the Nephilim. Evidently, Goliath was a Nephilim. He had four brothers that were Nephilim. He had a father that was a Nephilim. Now, the angels in heaven did not take on wives, did they? They did not take on wives. They were capable of it, evidently, but they did not. So, for in the resurrection, neither they marry, nor are they given in marriage, but as the angels in heaven. The other angels are not in heaven. The ones that did this are not in heaven, and they rebelled against God. They are. Now let's go to Genesis, the sixth chapter, and let's look at that for just a moment. Genesis chapter 6, that way back yonder in the Bible. Genesis, the sixth chapter. Let's read this. When men began to multiply on the faces of the land, and daughters were born to them. The sons of God, and the word sons of God is used for angels. You go both Job in the first chapter and you're going to find the angels called sons of God. And the sons of God saw that the daughters of men were fair, and they took wives, all of them that they desired and chose. Then the Lord said, my spirit shall not forever dwell in strife with man, for he also is flesh, and his days shall be 120 years. In other words, he's going to live only 120 more years, and I'm going to bring judgment upon this earth. And there were giants, gigantics. These were monstrosities. They were monsters on the earth in those days and also afterwards. When the sons of God lived with the daughters of men, and they bore children to them, and they were mighty men, fearful men, men of great terror and renown. And the Lord saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imaginative intention of all of human thinking was only evil continually. We also find out from the book of Enoch that the angels brought in terrible, terrible habits to mankind. And the Lord regretted that he had made man on earth, and he was grieved at heart, said, I will destroy and blot out every and wipe out all mankind whom I have created from the face of the ground. Not only man, but the beast and creeping things and the birds of the air. And it grieves me greatly that I have made them. But Noah said, it said Noah found grace in the eyes of God. Now what happened here? Evidently from the book of Enoch, the angels were procreating with animals. Some of the monstrosities we see in Greek mythology may have been real. Angels were bringing forth giants, men of great terror. The book of Enoch says that, and I'm not saying the book of Enoch is 100% inspired. The New Testament quotes the book of Enoch all throughout the New Testament. It quotes directly from the book of Jude, we find, quoting Enoch directly and quoting him by name. Now, if you read the book of Enoch and you read the New Testament, you find out it's a book of eschatology. The book of Revelation, Peter, Thessalonians, all of these, Jude, all of these are referring to what Enoch says. Now, The angels that were obedient did not do this. And those are the ones that remain in heaven. The others were cast out of heaven. It says the angels in heaven do not do this. Verse number 31. Peri de tes anastases tol necron nuk ana note to rethane hemen hippo tu theu legontes. But concerning the resurrection of the ones dead, and not, you read the thing in the Bible, he said to you from the God, saying, Ego eimi ho theos Abraham, kai ho theos Isaac, kai ho theos Jacob, uk esten ho theos nekron ala zonton. I am the God of Abraham. I am the God of Abraham. And Jesus is referring to himself as this in John 1 and 1, John 1, 14, and John 1, 18. I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, and not he is the God of dead ones, but of the living. Kai akousontois hoi okloi, ex e plesonto, epi te didaske auto. And having heard the crowds, they kept on being struck out of their senses, astonished and speechless over the teaching, over this great teaching. They kept on being astounded. Now let's go back and read these verses from 23 to 33 from the Amplified Bible. The same day the Sadducees came to him who said that there is no resurrection of the dead. And they asked him a question. This is the joke. Remember, this is a joke. Saying, Teacher Moses said, if a man dies, leaving no children, his brother shall marry the widow and raise up a family to his brother. And we read Deuteronomy, the 23rd chapter, or 25th chapter, concerning this. Now there were seven brothers among us. The first married and died, and having no children, left his wife to his brother. And the second also died childless, and the third down to the seventh. Last of all, the woman died also. Now in the resurrection, which I don't believe in, to which the seven will she be wife, for they all cohabited with her. But Jesus replied to them, you are wrong. You are wrong. Because you know neither the scriptures, you don't believe in the resurrection, so you don't know the scriptures. The Bible talked about the resurrection all through the Bible. Enoch and Elijah were raptured. Nor the power of God. You don't know the scriptures, nor do you know the power of God, the power of the God of the resurrection. Jesus said, I am the resurrection, I am the life. No man cometh of the Father but me. I am the resurrection and I am the life. Mm-hmm. For in the resurrection state, neither do men marry, nor are women given in marriage, but they are as the angels in heaven, not the rebellious angels. But as to the resurrection of the dead ones, have you never read what was said to you by God? I am the God of Abraham, and I am the God of Jacob, or Isaac, and I am the God of Jacob. He is not the God of dead, but of the living. And when the throng heard this, when the great multitude, this 10,000 people plus here, that Okloi, when the great crowd of 10 to 20,000 people or more, they were astonished and filled with glad and amazement and terror all at the same time. Now, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians and the Sicarii are all lining up together against the Son of God, their King. Mm-hmm. We talked about reprobate Israel. We talked about blaspheming God, how that they blasphemed the God of heaven. They came down. how that Jesus used every kind of illustration portraying them as the wicked sharecroppers, as the wicked servants that would not go to the wedding feast of God's Son, wouldn't have any part, anything to do with it at all. They didn't have God. And we know that Jesus said also that, listen, that in real life, if you would treat a prince as you have treated God, God would send an army against you, or the prince would send an army against you, mm-hmm. the king would, and destroy all of you, which the Lord Jesus Christ used the 10th Roman Legion to do exactly that. And he used the Sicarii to cause that last and final rebellion. If you're out there and you hear God's word, believe God. Believe him. He did send forth his son at the fullness of time, made of a woman, made under the law, that he might redeem us that couldn't redeem ourselves nor live the kind of life that we'd have to go into the presence of God. And if you are saved, learn to serve God and give of your time and your heart and your wealth to the God of heaven. Our Father, we send forth this message to your children out there, to my students, each and every one of them, Randy Little in Texas, and I pray that you watch over Donald Grewar, Marna and Don, Marcielle and Gary Max, and all of those down in New Zealand and Australia, India, Japan, Gina in Japan and her family. I pray that you walk over all those from coast to coast here, that you touch each and every life. And Father, please implant upon their hearts to just give me an email sometime. Let me know that they're there. It's wonderful to know they're listening. Father, thank you for all the blessings you give me. Thank you for the students you've given me to care for. And bless your word tonight. In Jesus' name I pray.